Of sin only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy. Can you wonder if the ride is worth the pain? He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Not guilty. That's how Ryan Ruth pleaded at his arraignment today. He's charged with five crimes in the second attempted assassination of former President Trump. A promise from President Biden to survivors of Hurricane Helene.
I'm here to tell every single survivor in these impacted areas that we will be there with you as long as it takes.
Mr. Biden says he's directed his team to provide all available resources to the communities as quickly as possible. Vice President Harris has canceled campaign events to return to Washington for briefings on Helene. Former President Trump traveling to Georgia today. Dock workers at Eastern Seaboard and Gulf Coast ports could go on strike as soon as tomorrow unless the federal government intervenes. Attorneys for New York City Mayor Eric Adams in court today. They're attempting to get at least one of the federal charges against their client dismissed. NBA legend Dikembe Mutombo has died of brain cancer at the age of 58. This is ABC News. Britain's last coal-fired power plant is closing for good today, ending a 142 years of coal-generated electricity in the nation which sparked the Industrial Revolution.
Call it a sign of the times. The shutdown makes Britain the first country from the group of seven major economies to completely phase out coal. Power from coal here has gradually declined over the years. Recently, it was contributing only about 1% to the national electricity grid, and Britain produces about 1% of all global net zero emissions. So, by the numbers, the closing of this last plant here is symbolic, but it's not going to change the world. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The astronauts stuck on the space station since June finally have a ride home. A new SpaceX capsule arrived Sunday with two empty seats for Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. Their eight-day mission has turned into 8 months because of problems with the Boeing capsule. They'll head back to Earth in February. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's the last day of September, and we're spoiled under sunny skies and high soaring, summery to the mid-80s. Cold front moves through overnight, kicking up those winds and dropping our temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A driver dies after a semi-truck hits a car in a Milwaukee suburb. Ten Allen has more.
Police say the semi struck a disabled car and then hit a utility pole Saturday at a busy intersection in Greenfield. The only person inside the car was killed. The 59-year-old Texas man driving the semi wasn't injured. He stayed at the scene to cooperate with the investigation.
The state Supreme Court has ruled that a Dane County judge correctly said that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will remain on the Wisconsin November ballot. That ruling on Friday says that candidates can only be removed if they die. A lawsuit filed by Kennedy argued that third-party presidential candidates are being treated differently than Republicans and Democrats. Kennedy has been trying to get his name off the ballots in battleground states for November's presidential election after suspending his campaign and throwing in his support for former President Donald Trump. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Two people are dead after a truck versus three motorcycles accident in Nelson Township on Friday morning. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a pickup truck was traveling northbound on Highway 35 when it crossed the center line and struck three motorcycles traveling southbound. Two of the motorcycle drivers died of their injuries, while a third was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the truck was not injured. The names of the victims have not been released. Eau Claire's McKinley Road bike path will be on the state's list of road projects. Governor Zevers' office on Friday said there would be $921,000 available for the new path at McKinley and Birch Street. The path will connect two trails, give kids at the McKinley Charter School and Northwoods Elementary a way to walk to school as well. There's no word on when work is expected to begin on that project. A single student is believed responsible for a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools. Staff from Chippewa Falls School District and the Wisconsin Department of Justice say a series of threats made last week through the official online reporting app Speak Up, Speak Out came from one student. Those threats forced the closure of schools in Altoona, Augusta, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Elk Mound. The unidentified student will be facing legal and school-related consequences, though it's unclear if the student has been arrested. An injured person is recovering after a helicopter rescue in Winona County. The Winona County Sheriff's Department was notified about a missing person Saturday. The unidentified individual was reportedly repairing a fence at a farm in Pleasant Valley and failed to return. A Minnesota State Patrol helicopter was used to fly the person out of a remote area that most rescue vehicles could not access. The Sheriff's Department says the person had serious injuries, but should recover. University of Minnesota faculty are pushing for an updated economic impact study to assess the institution's influence on the Minnesota economy. The last study, conducted in 2017, estimated the economic impact at $8 billion. Faculty members argued that changes in tuition and enrollment since then may have altered the figure significantly. The updated study aims to provide clearer insights into the university's contributions to the community and Minnesota economy. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
A Menominee man is looking at charges after police say he killed a woman's dog during a fight. Prosecutors in Chippewa Falls filed the charges Friday. Officers say 41-year-old Jason Hoyt killed the dog during a domestic violence disturbance. Officers say Hoyt threatened to run over his girlfriend in a UTV last week at their home in Howard. Investigators say he chased her in the UTV but flipped. That wrecked killed the woman's dog. Hoyt is looking at both domestic violence and animal cruelty charges. Both are felonies. The leader of a Western Wisconsin drug trafficking organization is going to prison. Hector Jimenez Sosa of Eau Claire was sentenced in U.S. District Court for distributing meth. The federal investigation said he was the head of a meth, fentanyl, and cocaine ring, getting the drugs via the mail from California. After his sentence is finished, he will have 4 years of supervised release. A man is facing misdemeanor charges after allegedly committing an act of vandalism at a Donald Trump-themed store in Red Wing. The 31-year-old man was cited for property damage last Tuesday after allegedly screaming and yelling at staff members and damaging a Trump flag. Police say the man is also suspected of stealing political signs. Red Wing's police chief issued a statement urging Minnesotans to respect each other no matter what political party they support. Wisconsin's 7th District Congressman continues to push his questions about Madison's duplicate ballots. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany last week asked for the independent investigation of how 2,200 voters in 10 Madison wards were sent two ballots. Tiffany says he's not satisfied with the answers he's received from Madison's clerk. He also says there are inconsistencies in the clerk's explanation. Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel Beal says a mistake led to the duplicate ballots and has insisted no one in Madison will be able to vote twice in November. Multiple agencies are investigating after a suspicious package was sent to the Minnesota Secretary of State's office. The office was evacuated Friday after the package from, quote, United States Traitor Elimination Army, unquote, was received. A substance inside the package was tested and found to be non-hazardous. The FBI, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, and the Minnesota State Patrol are working to determine who may have sent that package. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Monopoly is set to release a St. Paul edition of its classic board game. The famous game makers are inviting the public to suggest local businesses and landmarks to be included. Submissions can be sent via email. This will be the first Minnesota-themed Monopoly game in nearly three decades. It will be released June 18th next year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's the last day of September, and we're spoiled under sunny skies and high soaring, summery to the mid-80s. Cold front moves through overnight, kicking up those winds and dropping our temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare
and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-522-8809. 800-522-8809. 800-522-8809.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Packers fell behind 28-0 to the Vikings, then almost made the comeback before falling 31-29 at Lambeau on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love rusty early, but finished the game with 389 passing yards and four touchdowns. But he also threw three picks in the loss.
You know, had a turnover early, and we just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally, me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points. And so kind of got in the hole early with all that resulting. So
Sam Darnold threw for three scores, two to Jordan Addison as the Vikings improved to 4-0. Aaron Jones returned to Lambeau Field, ran for 93 yards on 22 carries.
I think this team is really good, but at the same time, never too high, never too low. I think we have a good understanding of that, and just putting one foot in front of the other and continue to stack success. That's what's gotten us here before anybody was talking about us or giving us a shot. We believed in ourselves, so just continue to do that. And
2-2 Packers visit the Rams on Sunday. The Bears knocked off L.A. 24-18 in Chicago yesterday, and the Lions will play tonight, playing host to Seattle in Monday Night Football action. The Badgers led USC at halftime Saturday, but fell 38-21 in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now 2-2. They'll host Purdue on Saturday. The Mets shut out the Brewers 5-0 on the final day of the regular season. Now we'll face the Braves in a twin bill today to determine the National League wildcard playoffs. If the two teams split, then they're both in the wildcard playoffs. If either side sweeps, that team plus Arizona gets in. The Brewers await their opponent 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Chastain picks up his first win of the season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Trackhouse Racing's Ross Chastain held off a late charge by William Byron to win yesterday's Hollywood Casino 400 at the Kansas Speedway. The first NASCAR Cup Series win of the season for Chastain.
incredible to drive into Victory Lane in the Cup Series. It's so challenging. It's so tough. And that process I talked about last year in Nashville, we all stayed on it. We haven't went anywhere. We keep showing up. Look, it's not easy when you're failing or you're struggling at something and you just can't get to where you want to get to. So for our Kubota Chevy today, we had what we needed to when we needed it.
Byron finished second and leads the playoff standings by 6 points over Ryan Blaney, heading to Talladega this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Good luck finding a new or used tractor these days. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
A new tractor these days is an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips to meet the demand for tractors and other machinery. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says the biggest issue right now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%. This is certainly true with the computer chips, with other items too. You know, when something's in demand, you can get a higher price for it.
Steel plants are ramping up, trying to meet the demand, and manufacturers are building tractors when steel comes through. In the meantime, a lot of farmers are saying, well, if I can't buy new, I'll find a used one that's just a few years old. Mowat says, good luck with that. There's been a big run on late model tractors.
Man, this dried up the market. We have seen the high horsepower market dry up. Then we saw the utility tractor market and subcompact and compact and compact utility. Those tractors started drying up. So you've got this enormous demand for tractors, and it's putting a lot of pressure on manufacturers to meet the demand, and you're just going to have to pay more for tractors or wait.
On the positive side, if you have a tractor to sell, you'll probably get a good price for it. Learn more about the tractor shortage and what yours might be worth at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day, valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
76 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 4 to 23.16, November up 19 to 22.68, December up 16 to 21.43, January up 4 to 20.59. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels down 15 to 2.14 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks up 1 to 2.12, 2 trade a barrel and 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 7 and a quarter to 2.80 and a half, 16 trades on the day. While dryway steady at 59 and 3 quarters, 5 trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mixed today. Feeder cattle, though, moving mostly lower today. Traders have shown interest and support. At least the nearby are moving mostly higher due to those higher cash markets from last week and higher beef boxed beef prices, rather. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are moving mostly lower. Trades somewhat concerned and are wanting to see more fundamental support before advancing the markets higher. Meanwhile, the hog market's moving mostly higher, helping to support the trade is the desire to advance the future complex due to higher midday pork cutout values. October live cattle up 32 cents to 184.07, December up 27 cents to 184.75, February up 27 cents to 185.82. October feeder cattle down 82 cents to 246.25, November down 67 cents to 245.02, January down $1.02 to 238.57. October hogs up 15 cents to 82.20, December steady at 73.75. February up 12 cents to 77.62. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans and wheat all moving mostly higher. The quarterly stocks report showed a lower September stocks than what the trade was guessing. Same with soybeans. Wheat markets, the report was pretty much similar to what the trade was expecting. December corn up 9 1/4 to 427 1/4. March up 8 3/4 to 443 3/4. May up 8 to 452 3/4. New crop 25 up 3 3/4 to 456 1/2. November beans up 3 1/2 to 1069 1/4. January up 3 3/4 to 1086 3/4. March up 4 1/4 to 1099 1/2. New crop 25 up 4 to 1104. October soybean meal up $2 to 345.70. October soybean oil up 80 cents to 42.98. Chicago wheat, December and March both up 8. December at 588. March at 608 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, December up 15 to 623 1/4. March up 14 1/2 to 644 3/4. Meanwhile, energy markets are higher today. November crude oil up 28 cents to 68.46. December up 35 cents to 68.02. October gas now up 3 cents to 197, while November up a cent to 193. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A Nebraska congressman sees Ukrainian agriculture in the midst of war. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon recently returned from a trip to Ukraine. Bacon talks about why he made the trip.
I've been one of the biggest advocates for Ukraine. An independent Ukraine is our national security interest. If Ukraine falls, Moldova will be next, maybe the Baltics. And Putin's a bully. You got to stop a bully at some point. And he is invading an innocent country of Ukraine. So we're putting about 5% of our military budget overall to help Ukraine defeat this invasion. We have none of our troops there, and we have weakened the Russians considerably. But I just hope at some point Putin says this isn't worth it, and he stops this war that's ended up with roughly 300,000 people killed.
Despite the ongoing war, Bacon took a look at Ukraine's agriculture.
I saw tons of cornfields, tons of soybeans. I didn't realize how many sunflower fields they had out there. I'm not used to seeing sunflower fields to that magnitude. I was raised in central Illinois and out here in eastern Nebraska. But when I was out in the area where these troops were at, just a few miles away from Russia, it looked just like eastern Nebraska or central Illinois, where I was from. I feel like I'm in my backyard growing up. I was in the middle of a cornfield.
He says Ukraine and Russian agriculture are a big part of feeding hungry people in the world.
The Midwest looks a lot like a lot of Ukraine, and they're the ones who feed much of northern Africa and the Levant, the Middle East. The Russian wheat and corn and soybeans are really what props up northern Africa and the Middle East. I think they're 10% of the grain supply worldwide, and obviously significant in that part of the world.
That is, again, Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon talking about a recent trip that he took to Ukraine to see Ukrainian agriculture in the middle of the recent Ukraine-Russian war. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin all milk price for August was $23 a hundredweight, according to the latest USDA agriculture prices report. This was $1.10 above last month's price and $3.80 above last August's price. The U.S. all milk price for August was $23.60 a hundredweight, 60 cents higher than Wisconsin's price and 80 cents higher than last month's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by farmers for corn in August was $3.73 a bushel, according to USDA. This was 35 cents below the July price and $1.90 below August of 2023. The August 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans was $10.50 a bushel. That was $1.40 below the July price and $3.80 below the August 2023 price. The August oat price was $3.17, 20 cents below July, 55 cents below August of 2023. And all hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $128 a ton in August, $22 below the July price, but $28 above the August 2023 price. Meanwhile, the August 2024 alfalfa price was $139 a ton, $24 below the previous month, and $5 below August of 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced that U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be speaking at the Global Dairy Summit at World Dairy Expo on Friday at 9 a.m. The Global Dairy Summit will be hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Ag. Secretary Vilsack will be sharing opening remarks of the summit. In addition to Secretary Vilsack, the Global Dairy Summit will feature presentations from Christina Hardin, President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Mike McCulley, President and Owner of McCulley Consulting, Heather Anfang, President of Dairy Foods and Executive Vice President for Land O'Lakes, and Dave Lensmeyer, Chief Executive Officer, Milk Specialties Global. Again, that event will be on Friday of World Dairy Expo, starting at 9 a.m. Veterinarian shortages are not new. Anyone who's ever needed a vet in the middle of the night will tell you that. And at any rural vet called in the middle of the night would agree. What's new is the realization that it's about to get worse. If our veterinary workforce is not adequately staffed and prepared in the event of an animal health emergency, there could be catastrophic consequences for the U.S. and the global food system, said Dr. Aaron Lowley, Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. According to Jody Cull, professor from Penn State University, about 50% of rural veterinarians currently in practice are within 5 years of retirement. Only 5% of practicing veterinarians in the United States are food animal veterinarians working on food, fiber, or milk-producing animals. Nationally, only about 3 to 4% of graduating veterinarians enter livestock practice. The American Soybean Association and the National Oilseed Processors Association last week hailed the introduction of bipartisan bicameral legislation that would support renewable fuels produced from domestically sourced feedstocks. The Farmer First Fuel Incentives Act would restrict eligibility for the Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit to fuels produced from domestic feedstocks and make 45Z a 10-year credit by extending it to 2034. ASA President Josh Gackel said that biofuel production paves a key path for the country to be a clean energy leader, and U.S. farmers who grow the crops going into those biofuels take pride in helping reduce greenhouse gas emissions while supporting the U.S. economy and energy. Now, imported waste feedstocks are assigned lower carbon intensity scores and benefit from minimal oversight and testing, and without the legislation, biofuel producers would have added incentives to buy imported feedstocks over U.S. soybean oil. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
World Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
A cold front will move through the region this week, but it will provide no rain in our ag weather forecast. Also looks like we'll have some gusty south winds ahead of that front. And then they'll switch to the northwest and be gusty later on tonight. But looks like we will have dry and quiet weather for the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 79 to 84. Relative humidities at 37 to 42%. South winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows from 43 to 48. Relative humidities at 64 to 69%. Southwest winds at 14 to 19, shifting to the northwest at 16 to 21 and gusting to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 60 to 65, relative humidities at 27 to 32%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, mostly sunny, warmer, high 70 to 75. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 65 to 70. Friday, sunshine, high 65 to 70. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine or mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live to love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live to love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. And I never wanted nothing more.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe hit the light. Get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start, but I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine, honey, anytime. Oh yeah. If your feet are restless for some, and your eyes want something more to see, why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held
called up, well, they're invited too. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
Home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't my baby look good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man, she ain't in a wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. She ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Ah, oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough. I like them rough.
I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. Going back to folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? But a better class of losers suits me fine. But you said the grass is greener on the other side. But from where I stand, I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel that change the way you feel. And it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already. Think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine. But a better glass of losers suits me fine. Yes, a better glass of losers just suits me fine.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves in the way for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Don't my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. Then I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my